Hello, it's Bobby Amcor at Endu Shackle. She Robert a car last mish. I'm Bob Carswell, and I'd like to welcome you to Shackle. In Shackle this time, Sir Claire and Hircho. Ounder and Shezach Bananach in America Hui, the North American Manx Association's awards. We hear the recent presentation ceremony for this year's awards. As in Chruniach, feed heed as Quaggers feed, and Chruniach 2025. It's been underway since Monday the 21st, and it goes on until Sunday the 27th, so we catch up with what's on this evening and in the next few days. If you can't get to Peel for Ulchriniac this evening, Thursday the 24th of July, there's the opportunity to go along to St Catherine's Church in Port Erin, and at 7:30 you can enjoy the music of the Blue Train Saxophone Quartet. There's no admission charge. There'll be a retiring collection, and refreshments will be available at the end of that concert, being given this evening by the Blue Train Saxophone Quartet at 7:30 there in St Catherine's in Port Erin. Tomorrow, Friday the 25th of July, there's an afternoon event taking place in Castletown Square from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. It's an opportunity to join the Manx Bird Club and Manx Birdlife for a community celebration to raise awareness of swifts in the Isle of Man and share ways we can all help their declining population. You can contribute to a community swift mural by local artist Eve Adams of Art Squared Studio. You can be part of a team for the swift treasure hunt. You can play the swift migration game. And you can find out how you can help swifts in your community and volunteer for the Action for Swifts project. There's no charge for the event, though of course the Manx Bird Club and the Manx Birdlife Action for Swifts project would be very grateful for any donations you wish to make. The event is being supported by the Domestic Event Fund, the Currachs Wildlife Park, Castletown Commissioners and Ross Kane Plantire. Children from Victoria Road Primary School have been taking part in swift workshops and swift-themed art activities with Eve Adams, and you'll be able to enjoy an exhibition of their creative works at the event itself. The aim of Celebrate Our Swifts is to instill a sense of pride in local wildlife and a community spirit that'll be felt for years to come. And you can take part in that in Castletown Square from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow, Friday the 25th of July. Al Huegu Laias Feed Main Fawr Naichi Jegas Tree Feed as Hark Jeg, Henko Huel Shezach Bananach in America Hui, Kujach Huns Awin Cregach, Ohio. As rent chachteren cordel rich triltus, de chiau $1,000, on shelly de unofelia, j 1,000 blain egtin vel, as verchen sanav lain, naichi jeg 3 feet as nijeg. Ren bing shechterach a chiesach, reche de bechen ach de chulina shelly, de reche de uno boen en urgage, dach blain, vai naichi jeg 3 feet as nijeg, mache. De chorg a slaeagus an elion, ta ginnu de mai ons cushion culturoil an elion as a chowwudius. As, maso, lirish shen, ta boan an urgid a rei courage dach blain, lirish shezach bananach in America hui. Comas na boan an urgid shen, ta imagin jane chair, de chow de aound ar elia bentan den gilg. At the top of the legislative buildings in Douglas is the Barul Suite, and it was there that the award ceremony to present the North America Manx Association Awards and two other Manx Language Awards was held recently. We'll hear from the Shire Shachinsi Sportus Kultur, the Minister for Education, Sport and Culture, Daphne Kane, who introduced the proceedings and read out the citations for the medal awards to the various young people. And we'll hear from an Echteren Tinvel, President of Tynwald, Lawrence Skelly, who made the special awards for progress in Manx and who gave a vote of thanks to draw proceedings to a close.
Fast am I. Well, good afternoon, everybody. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, students, it is with great pleasure that I welcome you here today and thank you for attending the North American Manx Awards here today. Now, these awards celebrate the outstanding achievements of young people in various areas of Manx culture, including language, arts and craft, music, and folk dance. I would like to extend my thanks to the North American Manx Association for continuing to recognise the achievement of our island's talented young people for another year. All of today's award winners should be extremely proud of your accomplishments. You are a testament to the hard work and passion you've shown for the island's rich culture. So I'm really grateful for Mrs. Sarah Maltby, MHK, Department of Education, Sport and Culture, political member, for presenting this afternoon's awards. The first awards category is for outstanding achievement in Manx music and dance. The winner of this award is Samuel Barker, who is 18 and attends Castle Rushen High School. Samuel has been an integral part of the Castle Rushen High School Music Department, especially in leading the Castle Rushen High School folk group. Samuel has dedicated his time to choosing, researching, and arranging pieces for the group to play, as well as writing his own melodies. Samuel has performed regularly in many school concerts as leader of the folk and string group, and also as soloist, piano accompanist for singers, and in the wind band and big band. As first chair violin, he is the leader of the Manx Youth Orchestra and has performed with them in the Netherlands, as well as many concerts on the island. He also took Manx folk music with him to South Korea as part of a culture exchange at the World Scout Camp. So Samuel, very well done. The next category is for outstanding achievement in the Manx language. And for this category, the winner is Cara Ledley, who is 16 and attends Queen Elizabeth II High School. Cara has been a committed student of Manx throughout her time at QE2. Having excelled in her Manx GCSE, Cara has gone on to study Manx at A-level. Cara has enjoyed engaging with traditional Manx literature, including the stories and reminiscences of Edward Farragher, as well as more recent works in the language. Cara Ledley, to come forward, please. Well done. So, the next category is for commitment to Manx language. And for this category, the winner is Ori Franklin, who attends Bun School Gaeilgeac. Ori is a fluent Manx speaker who has risen to the challenge of increasing his social use of Manx in and out of the classroom. Ori is in year 5 at Bun School Gaeilgeac, and he is a valued member of Skeddenjerg Manx Dance Group. And he and his class were also the winners of the Film G Award for this year for their Manx language film. So well done, Ori. So next category then is outstanding achievement in arts and crafts. And for this category, the winner is Brescia Jenkins, who's 17 and a student at Castle Rushen High School. Brescia is studying textiles at A-level after achieving A-star at GCSE. The dress Brescia has designed is rich in symbolic detail, blending Celtic motifs, natural elements, and a fluid design in homage to Knox's legacy, while expressing her own voice as a young Manx artist with a unique creative vision. The different colours bind the piece together and clearly relate to the colour schemes and designs of her chosen artists, Gustav Klimt and Archibald Knox. Well done, Brescia. So wonderful. So next category is for outstanding contribution to Manx culture. And for this category, the winners are Arbury School Dance Group. As demonstrated in the set of short films recently released by Culture Vannon, Arbury School has a strong tradition and for Manx dancing, as well as language, music and history. Arbury School Dance Group regularly performs and competes at the Manx Folk Awards, the Guild, Manx Music Festival, school assemblies, in Corunyuk Celtic Gathering and for Larcombe Kilia, where the whole school community and their families can also join in at the Cayley. Triana Collister has led the group since she started teaching at Arbury School many years ago, and she is retiring at the end of the summer term. Triana has ensured that another teacher will take on the group next year, along with making sure that the older dancers are trained up and confident enough to help the younger ones get started. So I would like to take this opportunity to thank Triana for her dedication to teaching and supporting the dance group over the years. Gora Mayed, thank you. And the next category then is the Manx Community Award. For this category, the winner is Elevate. Elevate consists of 5 sixth form students from Castle Rushen High School. They are Brisha Jenkins, Managing Director, Lewis Quayle, Operations Manager, Lily Rose Williams, Marketing Manager, Ruby Meachin, Finance Manager, and Ella Kennett, Sales Manager. Through their innovative digital marketplace and social media impact, Gates to Plate aims to revolutionise the way consumers access fresh local food. Their initiative connects local producers with the public, promoting sustainability, Manx farming heritage and food security. Their work supports small businesses, strengthens community ties and celebrates island identity. Their efforts were recognised with the Community Award at the 2025 Junior Achievement Isle of Man, reflecting their positive impact and their commitment to a thriving, connected and resilient Isle of Man agricultural sector. So well done, Elevate. I would just like to say personal congratulations to each and every one of you, award winners, all the dancers, for this beautiful dress textiles that we've got before us, for all of you for making the effort to come out on this rather warm day. And now I have the honour to hand over to Lawrence Skelly, MLC, President of Tynwald and past President of the North American Manx Association, who will be presenting today's final award.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen and students. It is my honour and my pleasure, actually, which is a double pleasure, not just as a president of Tynwald, but also a past president of the North American Manx Association. And you're going to ask, why was I a president of North American Manx Association, first of all? That is because I lived in America and I joined the North American Manx Association. And actually, I wanted to retain the values of culture and heritage of the island. And the Manx have been going to America for hundreds of years, most notably when the mining crashed here on the island. And they wanted to retain their culture, their heritage, and they wanted to support that back here on the island, which is what these awards are here today, to recognise our young people in their culture and in their heritage. And they take their motto from our national poet, T.E. Brown. T.E. Brown, the saying is, to protect whatever is left of our ancient heritage. That's what these awards are all about. So it is my pleasure actually to make the next awards, which is the most progress in Manx. The first one goes to an individual that has shown an aptitude for linguistics since taking up language in year 7 at QE2, is taken to Manx naturally and has built up an impressive vocabulary and uses her advantages when playing competitive classroom games. Whether she decides to continue in Manx or not, she has demonstrated the benefits that can be gained from learning additional languages. This award goes to Bronte Morrison. Plenty of photo opportunities later, incidentally. So the next award goes to an individual that has consistently shown commitment to the Manx language since year 7 at St. Ninian's Lower School, and in her lessons producing work above and beyond what was required. Evidence that this individual is committed to learning Manx is not just in the classroom, but out of two. Additionally, this individual has taken part in Manx language events and competitions. Since commencing Manx, she has added Manx language and traditional songs to her repertoire. So this award goes to Penny Lavery. That, ladies and gentlemen, concludes the rare prize given, but I do have a vote of thanks, and there are a number of people I'd like to thank. First of all, Department for Education, Sport and Culture, and that is very purposely together with education, and I would like to thank the Minister and Mrs. Maltby and the Department for continuing this commitment in supporting the culture of the island. I'd also like to thank the World Manx Association, which there is representation here. And the World Manx Association, just like the North American Manx Association, they've been here to welcome the Manx when they come home. And of course, we've just had Timor Day, the Manx tent. You will see people from all over the world coming back to celebrate and recognise their heritage. And I want to thank the World Manx because they've taken part in the adjudication of these awards, which I know has been exceptionally difficult, to say the least. I'd like to say thank you to the teachers for the work that you do in continuing this support. It is extremely valued, and I would recognise that your challenges with regards to academic curriculums is not easy to introduce and maintain that connection with regards to our heritage and our culture. But I'd also want to say thank you to the parents and the grandparents, because you're the people who are inspiring the young people to actually maintain that and take this further apart. To you, the young people, the students here today getting an award, you now have something very unique on your CVs. So no matter where you go, whatever you do, you're going to have something that's going to identify yourself different from anyone else around the world. You have a cultural award from the Isle of Man, where you were raised here, whether you were born here. And you can use that to your advantage, because that is what will make you different. We're a small nation, but we can make a big noise and make a big impact. And we hope that you will be successful and you will treasure your history and your heritage. So I want to say thank you to you and wish you all the very best. Good admired.
There we heard in Shire Seach Insi Sporters Cultur, the Minister for Education, Sport and Culture, Daphne Kane, who was accompanied by Department member Sarah Maltby, who handed out the North American Manx Association silver medals to the recipients. And we heard in Echteren Tinwell, President of Tynwald, Lawrence Skelly, who gave out two other Manx language awards and gave that vote of thanks. Molia solia daus nulliu as for Aundr Kurishtau. Congratulations to all those to whom an award was made. Samuel Barker, Carl Edley, Ori Franklin, Bridget Jenkins, Arbury School Dance Group, Elevate, Bronte Morrison and Penny Lavery. Sian re crine is a hilg, nach inch down the vami, ach inch down the tammy. As the jar of footy nobellis gant joil de sly, and acht henk tacher de veon, blinten erre henna, as coy ten oil arnon, herish ne blinten, nobis gant joil, shen de bell tacher gulm lina, as masota care de sly, gull, as goil soil a jay. Shen an acht lesh and chruniach. De cunyan em, well, vom ye chi grey, an chirchir, ac dy jarw, tam cwnion em er tach yr relie, rechich blaen dy raw, as egetreisien fy ffogra dy greu dy jig yn chrwniach a na blaen. As fy na blaen sien, naich chi jeg ys tri ffyd ys hoch jeg. Mae sôt o ffeilio'r beion dach blaen i'r y sien, sien dy greu dy bu siom, lina, yn hoch dy ffeilio'r daid fysgol. Ac dy iau dyn y wyst y sen, Ta slai burad jinrach yn mychion na fys tachart a chyrt sio, rau eon siach cyrn as daid ro sio na din. And Cruniach started on Monday the 21st of July and goes on until Sunday the 27th. This evening, Thursday the 24th of July, there's music going on right now through till 7 o'clock in the Black Dog Pizza Oven on the Quay in Peel. And at 7 there'll be music in Miller's Tale in Michael Street. At 7.30 there'll be a concert in the Centenary Centre, and this is based around Celtic myths and legends, and has a relaxed atmosphere about it, with Manx contributions from Greg Jochen and the Mollag Band, Curjan Cujach and the Peri Ben Egg Dancers. There'll be Irish music from the McGoldrick family, Cornish song, music and dance with the Annie Bayliss Band and the Brim Cayley Band, Welsh music, song and dance from Avanc, and Scottish music and dance with Callum Stewart and Sophie Stevenson. Tomorrow, Friday the 25th, at the House of Manannan from midday to 2 o'clock, you can enjoy music, song and dance. In Douglas, there's the last of the lunchtime sessions that have been taking place all week at the Knorr Bakehouse between 1 and 2, and tomorrow it's an Irish session, so you can bring an instrument or just sit and enjoy. Thanks to Knorr Bakehouse for sponsoring that series of lunchtime sessions. Tomorrow afternoon at 3, some of the Welsh musicians of Avanc will be giving masterclasses for young musicians on fiddle and guitar in the Centenary Centre, supported by the Soundcheck charity. Meanwhile, from 3 to 5, Sharon Christian and the Star Shanty Singers will be supporting the Peel Sea Fest in the Peel Sailing and Cruising Club on the promenade. From 5 through to 7, there'll be music at the Black Dog Pizza Oven on the Quay, and there'll be more music at Miller's Tale in Michael Street at 7. At 7.30 there'll be a concert in the Royal Chapel in St John's with Scottish harp and guitar duo Rachel Hare and Ron Jappy. And they'll be joined by Rachel's harp students here in the island, Clairsach, and they'll be performing Rachel's suite of Manx music, The Deer's Cry, in honour of Archibald Knox. Meanwhile in Peel, and Cruniach will be returning to St German's Cathedral, and that'll be for the Mega Manx Cayley, with performances by our guests to Cruniach and from Manx performers, and it's a chance to get up and dance, of course. And meanwhile down at the Black Dog Pizza Oven, Clash Wool will be playing at 8 o'clock. The cathedral, Corrin Hall and grounds are with the setting for Cruniach Jasarn, running from 11 o'clock on Saturday morning the 26th of July, with music, song, poetry, dance, refreshments, face painting, birdies, gilgas, golf, and good fun all round through till 4 o'clock. Meanwhile, in the Centenary Centre at 2, members of Avanc will be giving masterclasses this time for whistle and harp, with the support of the Soundcheck charity. There's music at the Black Dog Pizza Oven from 5 o'clock through till 9. At 5 o'clock too, you can enjoy Irish music with the McGoldrick family as part of the Peel Sea Fest in the Sailing and Cruising Club. There's a session at Miller's Tale from 6 o'clock, and the concert on Saturday evening at the Centenary Centre at 7.30 opens with Manx band Smunyach Mai, and then we welcome the Callum Stewart Trio, and there'll also be some Scottish step dancing from Sophie Stevenson. And to bring Nunchruniach to a close this year, this Sunday, the 27th, there'll be a relaxed afternoon and evening of music at the Black Dog Pizza Oven from 1 o'clock, including a chance to play along. That's a lot to take in, even for these last few days, and you can find more information online. Just search for either Nunchruniach or just Celtic Gathering. And you can also look out for the printed programme. So that's Nunchruniach running through till this Sunday, the 27th of July. Two musical diary dates now, both taking place next Wednesday, the 30th of July. From 1 to 2 o'clock, the Villa Marina Arcade in Douglas is the setting for another in the series of concerts on the Wurlitzer organ. And next Wednesday's concert has been given by Richard Cole. Like many of the performers who come to play the 1929 Wurlitzer in the Villa Marina Arcade, Richard Cole has his own Wurlitzer, which was originally from the Ritz in Barnsley, where it was used for both films and stage shows. All are very welcome to come along to that concert by Richard Cole in the Villa Marina Arcade from 1 till 2 p.m. next Wednesday, the 30th of July, and there's no admission charge. Then, on Wednesday evening at 7:45, there's another in the series of popular concerts in St Thomas's Church in Douglas, featuring Simon Fletcher, Jenny Derbyshire and Gareth Moore. There's no admission charge, there'll be a retiring collection, and refreshments will be available at the end of that concert. And that's in St Thomas's at 7:45, next Wednesday evening, the 30th of July. That's it from this edition of Seach Lae. So from me, Bob Carswell, Basaw Bompin, Robert de Carslach, Slevniat.